series, it looked like you were bringing a lot of extra guys. Did you feel like that was, or maybe, I think you were. I mean, do you feel like you were getting some good pressure on Cam early?
We did early in the ball game. We tried to throughout the football game.
This is as tough a stretch as you've had, just trying to get it squared away.
Oh, we've had some tough stretches, you know. I mean, we're not playing, we're, you know, right now as a team, we're not, you know, playing good team football. So it's tougher that way. You know, we normally complement each other. And when we start complementing each other, offense, defense, special teams, then we'll play better football.
How have you felt about your linebacker play overall through these first three games?
Well, you know, we've had some good moments, and we have some not good moments. You know, that's the ebb and flow of the game. You know, would I say it's outstanding? No. Would I say it's poor? No. We've just kind of been middle of the road, and we can play better. We're going to try to play better. We're working to play better. They're all working to play better.
Obviously, it's a week away, but Will Hill will come back.
I'm sorry?
It's a week away, but Will Hill will come back pretty soon.
That's a question for Tom.
Yeah.
Harry, JPP said yesterday he's moving a lot better. What have you observed about him this week?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, I've observed that he's getting in better condition. And, you know, that's a testament to guys talk about preseason games and why do you play preseason games, et cetera. You know, this is his third contest, and so you can see his conditioning level get better and better. He's taking more reps in practice each day. And so he's starting to, you know, get into his groove a little bit. So I've seen him improve each day. And just listening and hearing the defense is called and executing the defense is called without having to think so much in these last three weeks, you know, he's getting more comfortable as a football player again.
Guys have mentioned the idea of being more physical on both sides of the ball. The idea of being physical, is it as simple as it may sound, or are there things that you're looking for the guys to play more physical?
Physical is a mentality, and then it's an action, okay? So, obviously, you know, the mentality is to be a physical football team. Okay, then you have to put that into action, okay? And you have to believe that. And so that's what we're working toward.
Is it harder to do on your side of the ball now with all the rules that are in place?
You know, I'm never going to say no. You have to, defensively, you have to be a physical. You have to have that mentality. Whether they call the penalty or not, you know, you have to try to play clean football, cleaner football than we have in the past or things that in the past that we thought were great hits or good hits. There's now a safety issue. So you can still be physical and play strong football, I believe.
What do you see from them that makes them so hard to get the ball away from? No turnovers.
I think the quarterback's doing an excellent job of taking what the defense gives him. I think they do a good job of running the football, okay? And he doesn't feel pressured into making bad decisions because he's got a good, strong run game. Jamal Charles is really doing a great job in that respect. Jamal Charles is involved in the pass game too. And so he's able to spread the ball around and not feel pressured.
And he'll just run it, right? I mean, he doesn't look like he wants to take any chances.
I totally agree with you. He will pull the ball down and run it. So he's got five options, plus he's got his legs, and he's always been a good guy with his legs. And so that gives him the sixth option as far as, you know, the weapons that they have.
You've played him a couple of times before when he was in San Francisco in recent years. Does it help planning-wise for this?
It does. It does help a little bit. You have some knowledge of the player. He had good skill there in San Francisco also. And so you're hoping that you can force him to make some bad decisions.
When you evaluate your pass rush, which is not up to giant standards in terms of getting a quarterback, do you think to yourself on Jason, well, when he's full strength, things will look different? I mean, is it as simple as him getting back to where he needs to be?
I look at it as a whole. I don't look at it as Jason. I think we can do some things in the secondary-wise to help our pass rush. I think we can do some things linebacker-wise to help our pass rush. I think we can do some things down and distance-wise to help our pass rush, you know, being more successful in first and second down. So I look at it as a whole. The whole group is really involved into that. It's not just one person or two people or three people.
What period I haven't looked at the play chart, but is Moore just not ready for a bigger role yet in terms of him maybe energizing the pass rush?
I think his absence from from with his preseason injury. It kind of put him behind a little bit. We're trying to slowly integrate him back into the fold. You know, and when I say slowly integrate, you know, we're trying to give him more reps in practice so he understands the call, so he knows exactly what we're doing, et cetera. So we're trying to bring him back into the fold to help us in that respect, too. Yes.
Has Bradford gotten to a point with the playbook where he can have an impact defensively?
I wouldn't say an impact. He's gotten to the point where we're ready to play him, okay? But an impact as a starter or anything like that, we're not quite there yet.
And that's just strictly playbook related, you think?
Or? You know, when you say playbook, we can simplify things. But you like the Mike linebacker, the linebackers, they make calls, and they have, and when they make calls and they have voices, you have to have confidence in what you say and how you set the front and how you set the pressure or what have you. And so that's just a work in progress for him because he's only been here, what, 2 weeks, right, maybe? And so, you know, that's just a confidence thing of understanding exactly how to set it and what we're looking for.